And thanks to OTR, where you can get a Mo's traditional dog every day for just $3, we're talking all things AFL this morning with Terry Wallace. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Keith, and to all your listeners. When we finally got there, we made it to Grand Final night for a change. And it's been a long journey. Sometimes thought we weren't going to actually achieve it, but finally got there.
That's exactly right. And as they say in the classics, then there were two. Probably not the two that anybody expected going into last weekend, but what do you make of both the Geelong Cats and the Richmond Tigers?
Oh, look, I think they're deserving. I mean, you can look at it a lot of different ways, and I was one who sort of said that I thought that the time off for Port Adelaide and Brisbane wasn't an assistance. How much of a detriment it was, you could argue that point, but eventually, when you talk about two sides that have spent their whole year in a hub and haven't had any opportunity really sort of since virtually round three of being home, you can't really sort of deny the fact that they're there. They're both exciting sides. I think the fact that we get to have a look at the two of them and the stars that both sides have got is something that's a real bonus as well. So it's one that'll be really interesting to see how it goes.
When it comes to the surface of the Gabba, and there's different configurations and different sizes of the grounds, how do you think that Richmond and Geelong will be able to stack up? Obviously, they're both playing on the same surface, but how different are they in as far as how they adapt to those surfaces? Because obviously, the Cattery is very different to the MCG as far as size and layout.
Yeah, well, it's a tighter ground the Gabba than some of the other grounds, and that's a little bit of what Geelong are used to. I mean, they're used to playing on that type of surface. It's not that dissimilar to Geelong, although not as tight as what the Geelong ground is. But their record up there has been outstanding. They haven't lost a game this season at that particular ground, so they'll go in very, very confident from a Geelong point of view. From a Richmond point of view, I mean, they got beat up there a few weeks ago by Brisbane, but when you have a look at it and their record over the last, say, 5 years, and that's been outstanding as well. They've had a record against the Brisbane Lions where they've won 16 in a row. That's on all grounds. But obviously, their performances at the Gabba have been okay as well. So I don't think the ground will make that much of a difference to the result. I just get the feeling when I have a look at these two, Keith, the biggest thing that needs to change, remembering that they played in round 17 and Richmond gave Geelong a fair bit of a touch-up in that game. Now, the main area of where they got them was that Geelong could get hold of the ball. They still controlled their way of playing, which is a controlled game, with kicks and marks and controlling the flow and the tempo of the play. But they couldn't score once they got it inside 50. So they got enough of a look at it, but just Richmond shut them down completely and just didn't allow Hawkins or anyone else for that matter to be able to really impact the scoreboard on that particular occasion. And when I have a look at Geelong's games of recent times, I mean, they've been really efficient. That last two finals, when they go in, they score more than 50%, where in that game against Richmond in round 17, they went at 28%, which is just not going to get it done against anyone. So I think the biggest thing when you're looking at the two sides, Geelong will get their looks, but they've just got to make the most of the opportunities when they arrive, because the Richmond defensive unit just shut them down last time.
So who wins? Who is your tip to take out the 2020 Premiership?
Well, if you're in the Geelong camp, I think Geelong are in the better form. I think that their last sort of 3 weeks of footy has been better than Richmond's, and statistically that shows out. I mean, one's on 132% for finals and the other's on about 112. So there's about, I think it's 23 points between the two sides over the 3 weeks of finals, and that's both offensively and defensively. There's about a 23 margin towards Geelong. But I've been on the Richmond bandwagon all year. Even when they're outside the top eight, I still thought that they were the tightest side. They're the champs. They're the ones going for a series of wins over this period of time. So I'm going to stick with Richmond, although you could put up a real fair argument that that Geelong misses their best chance against the Tigers side. The Tigers have controlled Geelong of recent times, but this is their best chance. They go in with a full-fit unit and in really, really good form. So we really do look like we've got a great grand final ahead of us.
Well, there you have it. Terry Wallace is in Tigerland, or at least he's tipping Tigerland to take home the crown this weekend. And that's all thanks to OTR, where Moe's $3 traditional dog features a mouth-watering frank made from local ingredients. Get it at OTR. Terry Wallace, thank you so much for joining us this morning and this year. Enjoy the big night.
Thanks very much. And to all your listeners, have a great grand final weekend. And thanks for listening to us throughout the year.